Hey, I want to talk about satisfaction today because I was on Art and Story Extreme on Monday, which you should hear because it's a fun episode. And I talked a bit about the latest Space Monkey page, and I said I wasn't satisfied. And Jersey, the host of the show, said, "Oh no, you mustn't say that." And then I did my audiobook post-mortem for the page, and I also said I wasn't satisfied, and Renee Van Belsen on the Twitters said something flattering, but also to the extent that, how I read it was that I should be satisfied with it. And here we're getting to the problem is it's twofold because most cartoonists, most artists know that you should not be satisfied. There are different levels of satisfaction. One is that you're satisfied that this is a okay, decent product, that this is something that you can stand for. And I'm satisfied in that way about everything I've done for the last many years. But there's another sense of satisfaction, which is doing your very best and, expanding your horizons and doing something that surprises even yourself. On that scale, I'm deeply, deeply unsatisfied most every time. Sometimes, like Monday, more deeply unsatisfied. Sometimes, like the week before, very slightly deeply unsatisfied, but still unsatisfied because there are things that I should be doing better, that I could be doing better, or that just could be better overall, even though I don't necessarily have the skills or techniques to accomplish that. But, being unsatisfied and, cursing the skies every time I draw a new drawing makes me wanna improve. It makes me wanna get better, just generally, get better on at exploiting my talents, get better at being focused and doing what I do as good as I can do it. And it makes me want to do something more. It makes me want to push myself to new limits, to reach new horizons, to explore brave new worlds, to go boldly where no man or no Kim has gone before. But if I wasn't as unsatisfied with what I do, I wouldn't have that drive to get better and better and better. This all being said, I'm reasonably satisfied with everything I do in one sense because it's good enough. I can stand for it. I'm not embarrassed to put my name on it, but it's this other sense where I'm deeply, deeply unsatisfied, and that's good. And then we come to the other point. If you're deeply, deeply unsatisfied, and that's good, and everyone knows that it's good because it drives you to getting better, then why the hell are everyone saying, "Oh, no, don't talk about it. Your unsatisfaction is your own personal thing that you should carry around like a big ball of black tar in your throat." And no, it's a big ball of black tar in my throat that I should cough up at everyone and let everyone join in the immense unsatisfaction and hopefully, drive myself to becoming even better and more satisfied and probably more unsatisfied because no matter what I do, I will never become good enough because there's no such thing as good enough. Yeah, I think I'm satisfied with this one. Yeah.